Today is Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. I am Kathleen Smith, indie author and blogger, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the new foods that I have tried, the fears that I have faced, and whatever is on my mind. Today, I am going to talk to you about a restaurant that I went to. This restaurant is called Amalfi by Bobby Flay. Now, this restaurant is delicious. Okay, the food is delicious. Now, I gotta tell you that this restaurant, Amalfi by Bobby Flay, is in Las Vegas. And to be more specific, I believe it's in Caesar's Palace. Please do not quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure that is where it is. Now, we're going to go a little bit reverse on this to explain something to you. So, Bobby Flay is an Irish-American chef. Now, for some reason, I thought he was an Iron Chef. He's not an Iron Chef. He has been on Iron Chef, competing against Iron Chefs, but he is not that. He is an Irish-American chef. And I got to be honest with you, there's something about the man that kind of annoys me. I know. I've never met the man. I don't know why, but it's the truth. So when my husband and I went on vacation to Las Vegas, we left the airport, we got into our car rental, and we're driving, and we're getting ready to go to our hotel. We went to the Luxor, we went to stay there. And as we're there, I see a billboard, and it shows Bobby Flay. Well, actually, I don't know if it actually showed Bobby Flay, but it did say Amalfi by Bobby Flay. And I looked at it and I thought to myself, Amalfi, that's Italian cuisine. I know that's Italian cuisine because I have been there a couple of times and I've had food there and it's absolutely fantastic, that food. And Bobby Flay is Irish. So honestly, I said to my husband, seriously, Amalfi food by Bobby Flay. I'm like, I'm not too sure about that. So my husband did his normal research and found out that they do mozzarella de buffalo, which is in and of itself absolutely delicious. I mean, if you ever get to go to Italy, you want that without a doubt. So when my husband saw that it was on the menu, we said, you know what? Let's see if we could give this a try. We did actually think about doing takeout and bringing it back to our hotel, but we were celebrating my husband's birthday that week, so we said, let's just go. So we made reservations. We got there, and the place is absolutely gorgeous. It really is. I mean, we walked in there, and you get the feel of Amalfi as soon as you walk into that place. So that in and of itself was spectacular. The maitre d', he sat us down, and we got a great view of the kitchen, watching the chefs cook. There's these great big tiled containers with fresh fish. So if you like fish and you choose fish, they actually bring you up to those things, and you choose the fish that you want. There's a scale there. They take the fish out. They weigh it there. And then I believe that means that you actually purchase it by the pound, the fish that you're getting. Don't quote me on that. That's just my assumption. Anyway, we explained to the maitre d', we were celebrating my husband's birthday, and we saw that the buffalo, the mozzarella, it was on the menu, and how much we absolutely love it. And the guy's like, he knew that, yeah, we're really hoping these people like it because they know what it actually tastes like. Yeah. We got it. Well, first we actually got this bread that just fresh baked right out of the oven, and it came with a ricotta spread. That was so good all by itself. I mean, that was seriously delicious. So, so good. It was like having a pizza fritta in Naples. It was that good, or even in Amalfi, if you will. Great. I'm starting to sound like my husband. Anyway, that was delicious all by itself, and my husband and I, we just started to laugh. Tears came to our eyes because it just brought back so many memories of Italy and Amalfi. It was so, so, so good. And then they brought out the mozzarella de buffalo. That was split in half on the plate with some a tub of vanilla olive oil on some other things. Oh my goodness, that was so good. I mean, so good. And then the main dish came. I ordered, I think it's pronounced gnocchi. I have a horrible tendency of calling it gnocchi, but I think it's gnocchi, or however it's spelled. He got some kind of a pasta dish. I don't remember, but I will tell you, delicious. It was delicious. And then came dessert. Now, we were honestly talking about just eating that stuff, paying, and then getting some gelato someplace else. But we decided to go with the dessert there. And I'm not sorry that we did. So I got Bobby's Flay's pistachio gelato with this cream and dark chocolate. Oh my goodness. That was so delicious. I was like forcing it down after a while because they actually gave me quite a bit of gelato, which I was not expecting, in one bite after the other. It was so, so good. Now, I have got to tell you that Amalfi Food by Bobby Flay, although I think it's just called Amalfi by Bobby Flay, oh, it is so worth going to. If you're going to take a trip to Las Vegas, oh, please go to this restaurant. It was absolutely delicious. If you've been to Italy, if you've been to Amalfi, oh, it will bring back memories. If you've never been, give it a try. You're going to love it. And then you're really going to want to go to Italy. And I'm letting you know right now, I don't care where you live in this world. If you are planning a trip to the States, and if you are planning on making that first trip, Las Vegas, which in all honesty, I'm not sure why you would make Las Vegas your very first trip to the States, but if you are, and if you are going to go to Las Vegas, you need to try Amalfi Food, Amalfi by Bobby Flay. You have to. I guess you don't have to, but I would highly, highly advise you to do that. And just so as you know, if anything like my husband, in you make sure you save up money for different things when you go on vacation. This place is expensive. I mean, to me, it is expensive. Okay, I don't like to tell people how much we've spent on restaurants before, but I want to forewarn you that for two people, this could easily cost you $200, $200 American, just so you know. So if you're more than two adults, it's probably going to cost you more than $200. And we're not talking euros. We're talking $200 American. So this place is pricey, but you got to remember, it's in Caesar's Palace. It's in Las Vegas. So it is a restaurant inside of a resort in Las Vegas. It's going to cost you money. However, this particular restaurant, Amalfi by Bobby Flay, it is worth the money. Okay, I don't normally say that about restaurants, but Bobby Flay has me pretty impressed that he was able to pull out Italian food like this. I mean, well done, Bobby Flay. Seriously, this food was so good. The atmosphere was great. I mean, my husband and I were able to talk and laugh and reminisce, and it was just delicious, everything. And getting to watch the people cook in the kitchen, that was pretty cool too. I guess it probably would have been even better if Bobby Flay was there to say hi to, but hey, that's okay. So anyway, I want to let you know that Amalfi Food by Bobby Flay in Las Vegas at, I believe, Caesar's Palace. Yeah, it's worth it to go to. If you're going to Las Vegas on vacation, that is definitely worth going to. So, and I was trying to do this podcast in 10 minutes and under. I'm not too sure if that's going to happen, but I'm doing my absolute best. So that is today's podcast. Amalfi by Bobby Flay. Oh yeah, it was absolutely delicious. It was worth the price, but do remember to make sure you save up your money for that. Oh, just thinking about it makes me happy and full at the same time. So, with all that said, and I do hope you go to Amalfi by Bobby Flay at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. So now I'm going to get to tell you about everything else. So please just bear with me for a few more minutes, okay? And I'm going to try to do this in not too long of time. So, I am an author. I have 3 books out there. Miscarriage is My Story, Brooklyn Raised Living Upstate, and Hey You Moments to Remember. In all honesty, I'm not too concerned about the last book, although I would love you to read it or listen to it. I'm more concerned about my miscarriages book, because if you've had a miscarriage and you're listening to this podcast, I want you to know that you're not alone. I want you to know that you can get through your miscarriage or miscarriages. I want you to know that the pain will go away. It might take a long time, but the pain does go away. And, well, writing my book helped me to get through my miscarriages because it made me realize something. When I was going through my miscarriages, I actually talked to my husband a lot, and that helped me to get through my miscarriages. I didn't realize it at the time, but it did. And whether you believe in God or not, praying and talking to God helped me to get through my miscarriages. Now, you might be thinking she's nuts, but in all honesty, those are the 2 biggest things that helped me to get through my miscarriages. More so emotionally than physically, because the physical part only lasted me about a day. But emotionally, took me a couple of years. But I did an awful lot of talking with my husband, and I did an awful lot of praying to God and just talking to him. And yeah, that actually really, really did help me. And I want you to know that if you need someone to talk to, I am here. If you don't know what to do, if you don't know how to get over it or get through it, please. My book is on, Miscarriages, My Story is on paperback. It's on the Kindle. It's on the KENP and it's on audio. I hope it helps you. Husbands, it can help you as well. If for some reason you can't have a baby, there's actually a chapter called No Children in my book that maybe that could help you. Brooklyn Raised Living Upstate is just a small part of what it was like for me growing up in Brooklyn, a small part of what it was like for me having to get used to moving to upstate New York and then losing my mom to cancer. Growing up in Brooklyn, there were family barbecues. I got to help my dad out with fixing his car. I cut my hair when I shouldn't have. What else is there? Family barbecue. I already told you about the family barbecues. Vacations in the Catskills, moving to upstate New York, learning how to drive with headlights, with the high beams, no streetlights was not the easiest thing in the world for me to do. I got my expedition stuck in a snowdrift. It wasn't any fun. It happened, but you might laugh at it. Losing my mom to cancer, obviously not any fun, but oh, I miss her so much. I really, really miss her so much. That's all in Brooklyn Raised Living Upstate, which can also be found in paperback, Kindle, the KNP, and audio. And by the way, if you happen to think my voice isn't so bad, that's what you get on the audiobooks. If you're not too sure if you're willing to listen to my voice for any bit longer, could you give it a try anyway? And then I have a business, Bears with Apps. They are all, at this point, our apps are all for children. Okay, we've got the Kids Writing Pad Mini. We've got the Kids Writing Dash Pad. We have Flash Ad Game, Flash Multiple Game. We've got Toddler Cash Register, which your toddlers will love. And we've got the Cash Register. All of these are kid-friendly. All of these are going to help your kids learn in one way or another. And I hope you will please give our apps a chance. At the moment, if you want to check out what the toddler cash register looks like, there's actually a video in the app that you could watch. This is all under bearswithapps.com, which happens to be on my blog, kathleensmith.org, as well as my books are also on kathleensmith.org. So basically, my blog is one-stop shop. You can read all my blogs. You can check out my podcast. All of my books are on my blog, so you'd be able to tell exactly what my books are about. And the same thing goes for my apps. The apps are on my blog, kathleensmith.org, under bearswithapps.com. Each one describes what they are about, and they're all ads-free, and they will help your children to learn how to write letters and numbers and to be able to learn how to multiply and add and to remember the problems and solving them. I'm on Twitter if you would like to follow me. At SRKBear. Bears with Apps is also on Twitter at Bears with Apps. I am on LinkedIn. I'm all over social media. My books have their own Facebook pages if you would like to follow them. Bears with Apps is on Facebook if you would like to follow that. If you would like to follow me or Bears with Apps on my blog, KathleenSmith.org, please feel free. I would love that. And if you have any questions or problems with any of the apps, please email us. We will reply. I promise you, we will reply. It might take us a couple of days to figure out what's wrong with the app, but we will do it. And thank you so very much for listening to my podcast about Amalfi by Bobby Flay. It was delicious. Please go give it a try. And remember, it does cost money. American dollars. Thank you for listening to Kathleen's Corner. And I will be back when I am back. And wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And thank you so very much for listening to Kathleen's Corner.